Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren is back with the sports news and he'll be telling us what's going to happen next for the women's sports team after last night's loss. A lot
of questions, certainly, Karen, I have to say. I'm not sure we're going to answer many of them here this morning, to be honest with you, but just looking back and reflecting on it, you know, it really was a disappointing defeat. Worst defeat for an Irish women's team in 7 years. They lost 4-0 away to Slovenia in the Nations League, so whatever about the bleak scoreline, I think the nature of the performance, particularly in the first half, will have us all a little bit worried. 1-0 down after 3 minutes, and then 30 minutes later, we were 3-0 down. So it was over before it started. There's no getting around it. A major setback for the team. And of course, they are top seeds in this group. Next up, a trip to Greece in April. Megan Connolly said there's no excuses. The performance was unacceptable. She's been speaking with Tony O'Donoghue.
Megan, how can you explain away a performance like that?
Unacceptable. I think especially in the first half we started too slow, and that's on us as players. You know, we were prepped coming into the game, we had a good week's training, you know, we felt good, and 3 poor goals we conceded in the first half, and it's just unacceptable from us, really. There's no way around it. There's no excuses. Like, when you watch it back, you'll see it's not good enough.
The system that Carol is trying to inculcate, how long will it take, you think, before players can get comfortable, because it is new, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously it's a new system, but I think there's a lot of good things that we've done attacking wise. Obviously he's trying to get them goals, but I think the goals we conceded isn't down to a new system or a new philosophy. It's down to poor decisions from us, and poor goals to concede. You know, you can play any formation you want, but if you're not doing the fundamentals right and the basics right, then you're going to concede goals and you're going to put yourself in trouble. And that's what we've done in the first half. You know, we got better in the second half. We still conceded a goal, which is quite frustrating. And we didn't put any in the back of the net, which is difficult as well. There's no issue with a new system or anything. That's on us that we conceded poor goals.
We were poor against Turkey as well. I'm sure you probably agree, but we won the game. But from a player's point of view, you know, people talked about a hangover after the defeat to Wales, and is it still in the system a bit, do you think?
There's no excuses for this performance. There's no excuses to put against it. I don't think there's a hangover. I think it's just a bad first half and a little bit better in the second half, but you give yourself too much to do when you concede 3 goals.
Yeah, she said it twice there. No excuses, an honest assessment from Megan, and the new system under Carla, not to blame. The coach herself, Carla Ward, did her best to shield the players from blame at the final whistle.
Well, I won't use the word I probably want to use, but I think the first half was horrible. But look, that's on me. I've tried something different. I've tried to get us in positions to create more. And look, it's not paid off. So at half time, we've had to readjust. And I thought second half we were much, much better. But you can't have a half of football like that and expect to win the game. I think, look, it's a horrible night. But what I would say is it's a huge learning curve at the minute. I'm asking them to do different things. And like I said, It's my job to get that right, and I think it's important that I take the pressure away from the players, because yes, they go out there, but I'm giving them the message.
That's Carla Ward there. 4 games last night in the Premier League. Chelsea returned to winning ways, 4-0 win at home to Southampton to return to the top four. Aston Villa's poor run in the league continued. They lost 4-1 away to Crystal Palace, and they've won just 1 of their last 6 league matches. Brighton beat Bournemouth 2-1, and Fulham got the better of Wolves by the same scoreline. Aberdeen lost to Celtic 5-1, so Celtic now 16 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. The Irish women's hockey team continue their fine form with a 1-0 win against New Zealand this morning in the Nations Cup event in Santiago. Naomi Carroll scored the only goal of the game there, but it was once again goalkeeper Aisha McFerrin who had a brilliant game and saved several really goal-bound shots. The win secures a place in the semi-finals at the weekend. They play Korea in their final group game on Thursday. In athletics, the Irish squad for the upcoming European Indoor Championships has been confirmed, and among those competing will be a number of Olympians, including Charlene Maudsley, Sarah Healy, Jodie McCann, Sarah Lavant, Kate O'Connor, Mark English, Andrew Coscarin and Cathal Doyle. The Irish provinces returned to action this weekend, and Leinster issued an update on a number of their international players yesterday. Kieran Frawley won't be available for them this weekend, but Jack Boyle and Jimmy O'Brien are training with the squad this week. Keane Prendergast has overcome illness and he'll be available for Connacht this weekend. He'd actually been called up to the matchday squad for the game in Cardiff at the weekend, but had to pull out because of that illness. The Connacht coach is Pete Wilkins.
Kean's back with us currently. He's trained with us. He was back in with us yesterday, and he trained fully this morning. So he's available for selection, which is good news for us. And you know, on the back of his disappointment with the you know, the illness and missing out on his bench spot on the weekend, he's chomping at the bit. You know, he's determined at the best of times. But I think channeling that disappointment hopefully into a big performance for us.
And some sad news to finish with. Kerry's five-time All-Ireland winner, Johnny Cullerty, has died at the age of 88. He won the first All-Ireland medal as a goalkeeper in as an attacker in 1955, and then the other four as a goalkeeper between 1959 and 1970. An amazing career. He was team captain when the Kingdom were crowned the champions in 1969, and he managed Kerry in the 1970s. And a former Cork hurler, Ray Ryan, has died at the age of just 43. He enjoyed success with his club Sarsfields. He's a brother of the current Cork manager, Pat. Ray has left a wife and a young family behind him, so we're thinking of them this morning.
Sad news there, Darren. Thank you very much for that.